Hello, listeners, and welcome to the MRS Materials Minute podcast. My name is Damon Dozier, and I am the Director of Government Affairs for the Materials Research Society. This podcast is produced by the Washington Office of MRS. At a recent hearing on Capitol Hill, House Science Committee members and witnesses voiced concern that the U.S. could fall behind countries that are rapidly ramping up investments in quantum research and quantum research and development, with some calling for a national initiative to bolster current efforts. Witnesses during the course of the hearing made the case that the time is ripe for a concerted national effort to advance quantum R&D. Suprak Gura, Director of the Nanoscience and Technology Division at Argonne National Laboratory and an MRS Fellow, called for greater support of basic materials research and proposed a National Quantum Materials Initiative in his written testimony. In his testimony, he wrote, "One can argue that the emergence of quantum information sciences is a direct consequence of the National Nanotechnology Initiative, and a quantum materials initiative could be a sequel to this," he said. Scott Crowder, Chief Technology Officer for Quantum Computing at IBM, said that the federal government should increase support for quantum R&D. He recommended that the government support both regional and topical centers of excellence focused on quantum technologies. Finally, Christopher Monroe, a physics professor at the University of Maryland, also testified on behalf of the National Photonics Initiative, outlining a proposal for a national quantum initiative. This has been Damon Dozier, and you have listened to the Materials Minute podcast.